Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department captures mountain lion in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In the early morning hours on Tuesday, video of a mountain lion was captured on a home security camera in the Chara Hills neighborhood in Gillette. The homeowner shared the video with Game Warden Andrew Enscore. He verified the footage was of a mountain lion and identified lion tracks in the area, according to the press release from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. On Wednesday, the Gillette Police Department were also notified of footage of the mountain lion taken at approximately 1 a.m. at a business on 6th Street east of South Douglas Highway. Warden Enscore reviewed the footage as well and verified the animal as a mountain lion. Gillette police officers and game and fish personnel responded to the area but were not able to locate the animal at that time. Mountain lions can be difficult to locate in some circumstances due to their secretive and solitary nature and the large distances they regularly travel, according to the Game and Fish Department. Most of Wyoming is mountain lion and black bear habitat, and these animals periodically move through residential areas. Mountain lions are commonly found in areas where deer, a primary food source, are plentiful and cover is adequate. As of 6:30 p.m. last night, the city of Gillette posted to Facebook that the mountain lion had indeed been captured and will be relocated from the area. Part of the rec center will be closed for floor restoration. The Campbell County Recreation Center on Shoshone Avenue will begin a partial closure to their facility on Friday, April 7th through Sunday, April 7th. All three basketball courts will be closed during this time for a complete floor restoration, according to the post from the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Facebook page. This is the first time the floors will be stripped and sanded down to the original wood floor in the 13 years the facility has been open. Portions of the stairs, walking track, racquetball court 3, and the squash court will also be closed due to ongoing maintenance. Basketball hoops will be available in the field house, and the walking track will be open when not in use by the schools for inclement weather practices or school-sponsored activities. If you have questions, please contact the Recreation Center at 682-8527. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.